That's the latest from Smug Brothers. That one's called Beethoven Tonight, and you can find it on Attic Harvest, their forthcoming album coming out on Gas Daddy Go Records. And we have Smug Brother himself, Don Thrasher, in the house. Welcome back. It's been a little while.
It has. Good to see you, Juliet. Thanks for having me out. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So it's been a while since you've been here.
It has.
It's been a little while for the Smug Brothers as well. Tell me what you guys have been up to, you know, kind of throughout the past year or so.
Well, let's see. What we put out Disco Maroon in, gosh, what was it now? March of 2018, I guess. And we only played two shows in 2018. It's been a lot of personal stuff going on. Kyle got married, and he and his wife actually just had their first baby a few weeks ago. So he's had a lot of changes and a lot of stuff going on. So getting out and playing shows has been really tough for us. But we've still been recording quite a bit, which is something we always do. And when we get the time. So we've made time off and on throughout the last year to get together and record a bunch, some of which is on Attic Harvest, and some will be forthcoming. So we've been kind of on a roll that way. But, you know, we lost some members. Brian Baker is sadly gone, longtime guitar player, and Larry Evans is gone, our lovely bass player. So we're kind of, you know, it's been a bit of a transition for us. We have a new guitarist named Scott Tribble who joined us last year and plays on this new album, Attic Harvest, and a bunch of other stuff we've been recording. But so it's been nice to have, you know, some fresh blood in there, and he's been a really good, easy fit, and seems to be having a good time. So that's nice, too. So.
It's so interesting that you cite all of these different, like, life and band transitions, because this album to me does not sound like a band, you know, like in transition. Like I was when Kyle sent me the album, I was like, man, they are just sounding like tighter than ever, and this just it's feeling really good. What do you think was it in the recording or the songwriting that you were able to, in spite of all of the things, kind of achieve this like really solid, amazing sounding album?
Well, I mean, I think part of it, Kyle and I have been working together a little over 10 years now. So, I mean, we had a pretty natural chemistry from the get-go, and it worked out pretty quickly. But, I mean, we've been doing it a long time, and we've done a lot of recording. So for the last two albums, for Disco Maroon, we recorded that with Micah Carley up at Popside, and we really worked on that record. Like, it was a polished record. Kyle did demos by himself. He and I demoed them together. We worked on some of them with Brian and Larry. We played some of them live and really worked them out before we went in and knocked them out with Micah, which is how most bands work. That is not the way we work. It took a long time, and Kyle's a little impatient. I mean, I think he would admit to that. And that was a little painful for him to just spend like well over a year like on the same songs, because he writes a lot of songs. And we have a backlog of songs that he's written, it, you know, that he's demoed that we could get to eventually, maybe. But then he'll sit down and write 20 more. So, but and then when we did the record before that, Woodpecker Pizza, with Daryl Robbins, and we also went in and recorded it as a full band and the way most bands do, and knocked it out pretty quickly. But for Attic Harvest, we went back to the way that Kyle and I started in the first place, which is he and I get together, he'll show me the songs, and we'll just run through them a few times and then record it on the four track, and then we'll put it on the computer and build it up. And that's the bulk of what we've done throughout the Smug Brothers career together, making stuff, is that way. And it, we can work fast and we get a certain feel, and we're more worried about capturing like the moment than making it perfect, because anybody can make a perfect record today with Pro Tools and all that. And that's to me a little boring. So we just get in and knock it out. And if we like it, we move on to the next one, you know, and then it's a process of Kyle adding stuff and Scott coming in now and adding his thing. And he's been adding a little more keyboards than we've used in the past, which
that
has been,
yeah,
nice, you know, a little bit different texturally, but still the kind of the core of the Smug Brothers, which is Kyle's guitar and vocals and kind of my drums, I guess, is going to kind of always sound like us, I think, because of that.
For sure, for sure. Do you think that experience, having done those run of albums, like working with some other producers, like working with Daryl and working with Micah, And then going back to recording yourselves and really, really kind of, you know, working on the core of it with the four track. Do you think that experience of working with producers has influenced, you know, the way that you guys are recording and producing yourselves at all, having had those like other sets of ears in the process for a little bit?
Yeah, I would say so. Although, you know, Kyle really handles the bulk of all that. I'm not going to act like I was in there mixing and mastering stuff. He did this. He took it on himself. And this is the first time we've done an album without Daryl or Micah involved. Micah has done a couple with us, and Daryl has done pretty much everything from the beginning. Even Kyle and I would four track, and then we would go in with Daryl, and he would help us record the rest of the stuff. And that's so. I mean, you know, Daryl and Kyle actually started Smug Brothers together before I was even in the picture, and they made a record. So, you know, Daryl is always honorary Smug Brothers, but he had a huge impact. And so he's always had an influence on how we approach stuff production wise. I mean, he's a good dude, you know, an inspirational musician, and just he's been a big help to us all along the way. And likewise, Micah really knows his stuff too. And it was great working with him. And the process of recording with him was amazing, and nothing against him that it took so long, because his process didn't take long. It was everything leading up to getting to Micah that took a long time. We knocked it out really quick when we got in and worked with him, and he has so many tools and amps and toys, and it was a pleasure, I mean, working with both those guys. But it's nice to kind of have the control where we can just do it all ourselves. You know, Kyle knows how to do that. He's studied that and been trained to do it, and he's worked with Daryl. And if he has a question, he can always call Daryl and have him work him through it, which I know he's done in the process of making this record. But I was really impressed with how it turned out for the first thing that he's done with a full album of stuff. So I think we're in a pretty good position moving forward to be able to knock stuff out pretty quickly. And it seems from what we've recorded here in the last year that seems to be the case. So
it's going to be nice too to have that freedom that you are in a place as a band where you and Kyle have been playing together for a long time, and you can bring in a new member, get them up to speed, and keep working on recording while being grown-ups with lives and families and all of that.
That's
the challenge, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And to be able to do this with everything going on, I mean, we have to be smart with our time, especially now that he's in Columbus. When he lived on Wayne Avenue, he was literally like 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to get together and knock out a couple songs and then drink a few beers and not get anything done, that was okay. But now it's like, if I'm going to drive to Columbus or he's going to come to Dayton, we've got to make sure we get some stuff done, because it might be a few weeks or a month before we get to do it again. So, you know, it's definitely made us be a little more focused and smart with our time.
We're talking to Don Thrasher from Smug Brothers. Their new album is called Attic Harvest, and it's getting ready to come out. February 15th is the release date. And is this one coming out on vinyl?
It is. It'll be our first release on vinyl after all this time. So yeah.
After many, you guys were doing the cassette thing for
quite
a while.
Yeah, we've done, you know, did a couple, first a CD, then a bunch of cassettes, and we've done a few other CDs, and, you know, of course, the digital thing, and so this time vinyl, and it'll be digital download, but it's just vinyl and digital this time around.
Sweet, sweet. Well, I want to give folks a listen to another track from the album.
All right.
The next one we're going to hear is At the Isle. Do you want to tell us anything about this one?
No, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. Really, it's a catchy one, I think. It's one I've woken up in the morning with it stuck in my head quite a few times. So that's why I recommended it. So I don't know. I hope people like it.
Let's give it a listen. This is new music from Smug Brothers. This one's called At the Isle. And we'll be back to talk more with Don Thrasher here in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on Why So.
Plastic enforcement.
Music from Smug Brothers right there. That was called Century Cups. A moment ago, we heard At the Isle. Now, At the Isle is from Attic Harvest, their forthcoming album. That's coming out February 15th. But, Don Thrasher, tell me about Century Cups. This is kind of a special track for a special thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It just came out. It's on this compilation CD called How Do You Spell GBV, and it was curated by this guy, Jeff Gomez. He does the Guided by Voices podcast called Self-Inflicted Aural Nostalgia, which came out last year, and it's like an album-by-album review of all the GBV stuff. And he put this thing together and ask us to do a cut, and it's pretty cool. And unlike a lot of tribute records, it's not covers of GBV songs. It's songs about Bob Pollard or songs about Guided by Voices or about the mythical town of Dayton, Ohio, which is what ours is. Century Cups is a drinking in Dayton kind of thing. So, which is in, you know, this in the mold of Guided by Voices and Robert Pollard, I guess.
Oh, so, yeah.
In
yeah.
the it's spirit a, of.
It's all connected.
Right. And, but so it's a fun collection. I don't even know how many songs are on there, but it's a lot of stuff. But our buddies, the Kyle Sowashes from Columbus, are on there. And Graham Rapolsky is another cat. And there are tons and tons of stuff on there. So it's fun. And it's free on Bandcamp. I think you got a link to it, right?
Yeah, we're going to link that up at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can also find a link there to Smug Brothers so you can connect with them. Get your hands on the album when it comes out February 15th. And that's coming out via Gas Daddy Go.
Correct.
Once again, your
yes,
label.
Indeed. We're putting that out. Been a little slow lately. We put out the Rex Apple record last year that Kyle did with Jesse Remnant, which I like quite a bit. Two of my favorite songwriters together making a fun little record. And then, you know, our record that we put out last year, and then this. So with everything going on, it's the Gas Daddy Go is kind of fallen by the wayside more than anything else. But it's still going. It was still hoping to ramp things up again once things level off, which, you know, I've been saying that for the last 3 years. So eventually, I think they will level off, though.
Hey, you know, when the time is right, the time is right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. but yeah, it'll be out on Gas Daddy Go and, like we said before, on vinyl for the first time. And we just got them the word today that they're done, and I'm picking them up Wednesday, so we'll have them, or Friday, so we'll have them well in advance of the 15th release date. So,
sweet. Yeah. Sweet. And vinyl available, I'm assuming, at some of the local spots. And
yes,
great.
Indeed. And people can get them through our Bandcamp site, also off the Bandcamp page as well, Gas Daddy Go or Smug Brothers Bandcamp.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And eventually we will be playing some shows, but we don't have anything on the books. We've been approached about a couple of shows, opportunities, but we just had to pass right now because of everything going on. So, but we will get back into it sometime this year.
Well, there's a new little smug baby in the mix, so.
Exactly, exactly. And you got to take care of all that stuff first, and then all the silliness of music and all that can fall into place.
For sure, for sure. Well, and, you know, it's wintertime in Ohio that, you know, there'll be plenty of time to play shows when the weather is above zero.
Absolutely. We've played way too many shows where it ends up snowing after you arrive at the club. So I don't need that again right now. I'll pass until the spring or summer at least.
There you go.
But we'll definitely keep you posted on it.
For sure. And the social media spots are the best place to go to keep tabs on future bookings and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The Facebook page for either Smug Brothers or Gas Daddy Go, both, either one would be the best place for that info.
Excellent. Well, we've got a link up to Smug Brothers at our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You'll find a link there to the GBV album, that the compilation that they're on as well, and lots more other stuff too. That's facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Mark your calendars because Attic Harvest is coming out February 15th, available on Gas Daddy Go Records. You can find that at their Bandcamp, at the Smug Brothers Bandcamp page, and at local stores. Get your hands on the vinyl. Don, I think we're going to play one more song from the album.
Let's do it.
The opening track. Any intro to this one, or do we just want to lay it on them?
Let's just play it.
All righty. We're going to hear Gamma Country from the Smug Brothers' new album, Attic Harvest. Don Thrasher, this has been such a pleasure. Don't be a stranger for so long.
I will try not to. Thanks, Juliet. Always great to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too. Here's new music from Smug Brothers on Kaleidoscope on WISO.